ברשות מוריי ורבותיי ובדי פה בשינוף השם, I would like to dedicate this דבר תורה in the memory of the צדיק רבי עובדיה יוסף עליו השלום. We are now the parasha of חיי שרה, the life of שרה, the way that Sarah Imenu, she was living in this world, and how much we have to learn from Sarah Imenu. First of all, we must understand why this parasha called the life of Sarah, Haye Sarah, this is the life of Sarah. Why this parasha, we will not call this parasha Mitat Sarah, the death of Sarah, because this parasha talks about death. It doesn't talk about her life. I mean, this parasha talks about when Avraham Avinu came to Hebron to bury Sarah, and he was trying to buy a piece of land to bury there Sarah Imenu. So, why this parasha called Haye Sarah? And I would like to tell you this. Everything in the world, there is a start and an end. You begin something and you end something. When you see the life of Sarah, all her life, since we started to talk about Sarah, the first thing we talk about Sarah is Ve'et ha'nefesh asher asu b'haran. When Avraham Avinu left Egypt, excuse me, when he left Haran with an order to go to Eretz Israel, Hashem told him, leave everything. And I would like to mention to you one thing. How can Avraham Avinu leave Haran with all his belonging, all his talmidim, his friends, he's a close friend without Sarah? That means Sarah Imenu, when she heard that it Hashem who told him to leave Haran, she was not opposite. She did no opposition. Suddenly she said, okay, and they left. We have to know one thing. To leave a country, a house, a family, a city, for a married man without the permission of his wife, he cannot do it. It's impossible. It's the permission of his wife, because after all, he has to consult his wife. And Avraham Avinu alav shalom, when he consulted his wife, when he said, it's Hashem who told me to go, suddenly she said yes. So from that moment, the Torah mentioned that when Abraham left Haran, the Torah mentioned that he left Haran with his wife and with all the people that they did, all the people that they did teshuvah with them, they went with them. So this is, for me, this is the beginning of the life of Sarah Imenu. It's like when you see in the Torah starts with Bereshit. Bereshit bara Elokim, et ha-shamayim v'et ha-aretz. The Torah starts with the beginning, when Hashem created the world, the sky and the earth. That was the beginning completely. That was really the beginning. A marriage couple, the beginning of their life starts once they get married in the synagogue, and the man said to his wife, future wife, you are my wife. Hari'at mikudeshit li b'tabazu. You are my wife with the ketubah, with two witnesses, with the rabbi in the synagogue. That is the beginning of a married couple. For a bar mitzvah man, he starts his life when he is 13 years old. For a baby boy to become a Jew, start when he does the bar mitzvah. Everything, there is a beginning. A bar teshuva, he starts his teshuva when he discovered there is Hashem. But one thing you should know, anything that there is a beginning, there is an end. I repeat. anything, there is life, there is death. There is life, there is death. Everything, there is a beginning and there is an end. There is only one thing. Only one thing that has no end. When a man is a tzaddik, when a man starts to be to his way with Hashem, even when he dies, he only dies because he has to die, but he's still alive. He did not die. As we say, tzaddikim bimitatam nikem haim. The tzaddikim, even when they are dead, we don't kill them. Dead people, we call them that they are alive. Because they're still alive. They are next Hashem, the same way that Hashem, he lives forever, the neshamot of the tzaddikim, they live forever. So, I think the Torah starts to talk about the life in Parashat Lech Lecha, about the life of Sarah Imenu. What a beautiful beginning she started. That she left Haran with Abraham Abinu. She did not left Haran because she was forced to leave, no. Because Hashem said, you have to leave. Because she loved Hashem, so she left Haran with no question, with no doubt. And Sarah, she was always by side, side by side with Abraham Abinu. Anything that it's for Hashem, Sarah was there. She lived 127 years, all her life was equals. All her life, when she was a baby, till she was an old woman, her life was the same on the service of Hashem. That was Sarah Imenu. The Torah starts. When the Torah starts Bereshit, this is the beginning of the creation of the world. As you know, the creation of the world has an end. One day, it will be the end of the world. When Mashiach will come, Hashem, He will renew the world. It will not be this world that we see now. It will be something else. It will be something as Bereshit, as at that time when Adam HaRishon, he did not do the sin. It will be completely something else. It's like you take a dirty shirt, you put it in a washing machine, and it comes back clean, dry clean. Like you give your suit to dry cleaning, and he give it to you completely new. So this is what's going to happen before. When Mashiach will come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He will renew the world to be as the first 6 days when Hashem created the world. So this Bereshit of the creation of the world is going to be an end. A couple that they get married, there is a beginning and there is an end. One day, it could be an end. Maybe it could be separated. Maybe they could get divorced. Maybe one of them will gonna die, then the other one will marry somebody else. Anything has an end, a beginning and an end. But a man who is Shomer Torah Mitzvot, a man who keeps Torah, for him, all his life is going to be alive. And even when he dies, he will remain alive. This is the Pasuk, Ele Shene Haye Sarah. We're talking about the life of Sarah. Instead of that, Torah will talk about the death of Sarah. The Torah mentioned, no, Sarah Imenu, she's still alive. Like if somebody talk about my grandfather, Rabbi Chaim Pinto, yes, he died. But Baruch Hashem, his name is still on. I mean, for us, we do a Hilula. Just imagine, when I was in Morocco for the Hilula of Rabbi Chaim Pinto, there is a man that I took him to on Saturday night to the cemetery before he go back to New York. I promised him to take him to the cemetery to pray on the cave of Rabbi Chaim Pinto before he leave. Morocco, and it was the night, and we were only me and him and his children. And he told me, it's incredible. When we go to a cemetery, we're afraid, we're scared to be in a cemetery. And here in this cemetery, we feel like like if we are in a party. It's like the dead people, the graves, are dancing, are singing, are doing the Hilula of Rabbi Chaim Pinto. What's going on? That was his feeling. I told him, well, you see, the tzaddikim, we don't consider the tzaddikim as dead people. We consider the tzaddikim as alive people. So here in this cemetery, most of them here, they are all tzaddikim. So they are not dying. That's why we are not scared. We are not afraid to be here. We feel like they are dancing. They die. They are on the grave. Under the grave, but they are alive. Look, when you talk about Rabbi Avadi Yosef, alav shalom, he passed away 2 weeks ago. And Bennett, I'm telling you, we talk about him that, like he's still in Yerushalayim, alive. Because the tzaddik, even that the tzaddik died only 2 weeks ago. He passed away. But for me, he's still alive. I don't consider him as he died. For me, he's still alive. First of all, because he said a lot of Torah, he wrote a lot of books of halacha, we're still living with him. Every day we mention his name. Like you mentioned the name of Rabbi Chaim Pinto, you mentioned the names of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Mibar Anes, because you mentioned them, it's like they're alive. And really, the tzaddikim are alive. They die, but they're alive. This is the meaning of Ele Shene Hay. This is the life of Sarah Imino. It's not, we're not talking about and Sarah die, and we don't call this parasha the death of Sarah. We call this parasha the life of Sarah. Because since her beginning, since she started, it's carry on. There is no end. You see, there is always a beginning and there is always an end. But when you talk about a tzaddikim, there is never end. Look, if you talk about the Torah, are you with me? Yes? If you talk about the Torah starts with Bereshit. And the end of the word of the Torah, it's Le'enei Kol Yisrael. This is the Parashat Devarim, Parashat Vezot HaBarecha. The last word of the Torah is Le'enei Kol Yisrael. Bereshit Israel. So, we have the beginning, Israel. And after Israel, there is no... After Israel, tell me, I ask you one question. We start from the beginning is Bereshit. We end of the Torah with Israel. And after, what do you start again? Bereshit. Because there is no end. Suddenly, quick, after you finish the whole Torah, from Bereshit to Vezot HaBerecha, the last one is Israel, and then often suddenly, you start the Torah again, Bereshit. Always, Am Israel is Bereshit. Am Israel, with all what happened to us, with the Shoah, with all the Shoah, we have a lot of Shoah, and since the destruction of Beit HaMikdash, a lot of Shoah, and Am Israel remained. Always the beginning. Always it's a starting. I mean, you have to know something. What it is the most important for of something to begin? What is the beginning? You begin when Hashem created the world. What was the purpose of the creation of the world? Bereshit bara Elokim. What it is the purpose of the creation of the world? The purpose is, look at the end of the Torah, Israel. The purpose of the creation of the world is because of Israel. And Israel, every day is a beginning. You know, when we study Torah every day, it's like I received the Torah today. It's like Bereshit. It's like a beginning for me. I wake up in the morning, it's a beginning for me. It's like the world has been created for me to serve Hashem, to study Torah. Again, the next day, Bereshit. המחדש בטובו בכל יום תמיד מעשה בראשית. Every day, Hashem renewed the creation of the world. Why? For me. For Bereshit. I sleep, I wake up. When I wake up, the sun rises. The sunrise, it's a Bereshit. Everything starts everything start for me, Bereshit Israel, to serve Hashem, to keep Torah mitzvot, and that's it. And that's why the Torah starts with Bereshit and end up with Israel, then Bereshit again. And every day you have this situation come in. If Am Israel, the people of Israel, the Jews, if only they can understand one thing, that the Bereshit was for them, the purpose of the creation of the world was for them. The Gemara said, the Torah said, the prophet said, if it was not for the Torah, Hashem would not create the world. Only for the Torah Hashem created the world. And this is Torah for who? For Am Israel. So Bereshit, it's the Torah. It's Israel to study Bereshit. And Bereshit is the Torah. My friend, one thing I want to tell you. The tzaddikim, Baruch Ata Bevoecha, or Baruch Ata Betzetecha. Israel, the Jews, they have to suffer to keep Torah and Mitzvot. It's not easy. I mean, today, especially today, in our generation, Bemet, it's so difficult. It's so difficult. But you have to know something. You go to sleep. You go to bed. You go to bed with problems. Then, you wake up. When you go to bed, when you go to sleep, when you sleep, you have no problem. You sleep because you're not aware of the problem because you are sleeping. You're sleeping. When you sleep, you don't think about the problems. And then, you wake up. You wake up, the problem that I had yesterday. But, go to pray. Pray to Hashem. And have emuna on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have emuna on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, start. Start your day today. If you have a good start, it will be a good end. But if you have a bad start in the morning, so that means you have no emuna. If you have no emuna, so who knows how it's going to end up your problem. One thing you have to know, must have emuna. And I would like to tell you what it is, the tzaddikim. Today, there was a man who came to see me today to invite me for his wedding. I would like you to listen to this. And he came, I did not recognize him, and he came and told me, Rabbi David, thank you very much, thank you very much, thank you very much. I said, thank you for what? He said, I'm going to get married in 2 weeks, and I want you, please, do me a favor, if you can come to my wedding, this is my card. I said, well, but why you thanks me? He said, well, 10 months ago, and this man is about 35, 36 years old, he told me 10 months ago, you give a shiur in Bologna, somewhere in Paris, and after the shiur, I came to you for a bracha, to get married, to find my zivug, to find my besher, and I was 34 years old. You took my hand and you told me this year you will bring me my invitation card that I'm going to get married. And then he said that you hold my hand and I felt the bracha. And when I went home, I said to myself, that's it. This year I'm going to get married. So Rabbi David, I did not come till I bring you the card because you told me this year you will get married, you will bring me the card. So here is the card. Here is my invitation card. Look, I'm not... it's the miracle. It did not come for me. I only did the bracha. The miracle came from that man, the emuna, the faith that this man had on the bracha. Not on me, because I am only a man. I'm not an angel. I am only a man. But the emunah that this man had on the bracha, this emunah came, this emunah that he had, well, with this emunah, he creates a connection between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he had to send him his kala. And this is, and each one could have a beginning. A beginning, but it should be a beginning with no end. It has to be always, not only when you need Hashem, you believe on Hashem. When you don't need Hashem, you're away from Hashem. If really you believe in Hashem, it should be a belief, a emunah for life. A emunah for life. Like this man. This man, he felt so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, he remained with the connection of Hashem, with Hashem, until he got his future wife. And then he came to say thank you to Hashem. And I'm sure that this man, with that emunah that he had, it will not end up. It will carry on. This is Bereshit, and this is Israel. In a Jewish life, should be always a beginning of Avodat Hashem. Always a beginning. Always a Jew start. Why? Because every day you discover Hashem more than yesterday. So, for today, it's a beginning. Because yesterday it was yesterday, it's not today. That means, Bereshit Israel. This is the life of Sarah. The life of Sarah was a life with no end. Till Mashiach come. Baruch ata bebo'echa, u'baruch ata betzetecha. You're welcome when you come to this world. You're welcome when you go up to the other world. It's like an aller-retour. It's like a ticket round a return ticket. Like you travel somewhere, you take aller-retour, you take to go and return. This is Baruch Ata Bebo'echa. When you come to this world, make sure that you have a return to the other world. You came from Gan Eden, you go back to Gan Eden. And so you are always alive. It's not you come from Gan Eden and you go to hell to Gehinnom. This is not Baruch Ata Bebo'echa, Baruch Ata Betzetecha. My friend, I would like to tell you this. Metushelah, he was a big tzaddik. And he lived a lot of life, a lot of years. He was the grandfather of Noah. And Noah and Metushelah, he was so old man. When he died, Hashem, it was the week that Hashem, he wanted to bring the deluge, the Mabul on the world. But Hashem, he said, well, I will wait 7 days. You know, the Avilut of Metushelah, the time that the people will be, you know, mourning Metushelah. Are you with me? Yes, you know, Avilut, Shiva, to mourn Metushelah, to cry the death of Metushelah. Can you imagine? The world came to an end. The world was finished. Hashem wanted to destroy the world once for all. And then Metushelah, that he was a tzaddik, he was the oldest man of that time, he died. Hashem said, well, maybe with his death, people will do teshuva. People will think, well, you can live as long as you can live. You can live 1,000 years, and there is an end. While they will know that there is an end, maybe they will do teshuva. And you know what? Not only did he not do teshuva, they did not cry for him. They didn't care about him. For the people of the Mabul, that generation, they were so bad people. For them, the death of Metushelah, that's it. It's a beginning. There is an end, but there is no end for the world. It's only an end for him. You understand? It was an end for him. No crying, nothing. No teshuva, nothing. So then Hashem, he destroyed the world. You see, when there is a man that he is a Rasha, there is a beginning that he started to be a Rasha, but it could be an end of his bad behaviors by doing teshuva. He can do teshuva. And if he do teshuva, it's super. So there is encore a beginning. The teshuva is from the word teshuv, come back. Come back to where you belong. You came to this world, tzaddik, so come back to where you belong. Come back. Teshuva is from the word teshuv, come back. Come back to Hashem, or get back. Get back to Hashem. So there is an end, but with the tzaddikim, there is always a beginning. Beginning. Always the avodat Hashem. Ele shene haye Sarah. This parasha called haye Sarah, the life of Sarah. This parasha doesn't call the death of Sarah because the tzaddikim never die. Look, if we take Adam HaRishon, I would like just to tell you one thing. Adam HaRishon, let's talk a little bit about him. About Adam HaRishon, how can you imagine Adam HaRishon doing a big sin? Hashem said to Adam HaRishon, Adam, everything that you have here, it's yours. The world is yours. One thing I ask you, Hashem said to Adam, that tree, don't eat it. That is not yours. The rest of the world is yours. Everything is yours. Enjoy yourself. Take everything you want. But don't touch that. That is mine. You belong to Bereshit. By eating from that tree, Tamut, you will die. You will bring on you the end. And I want you to be always Bereshit. You understand me? Hashem said to Adam, please, Adam, you are among Bereshit. You are the first man. You are the beginning of the world. All what has been created here is for you. And you are the first man. So be always the first man. Be always Bereshit. Be always with the Torah. Be the first one to respect my mitzvot. I don't give you too much mitzvot. I give you only one. Don't touch what is not belong to you. This tree, it doesn't belong to you. That tree belongs to me. Don't touch it. If you teach it, you will bring on you the end, death. That will... And what I don't understand, how Adam HaRishon, he eat from that tree? How? That tree doesn't belong to him. Hashem warned him, take everything you want, except this. How do you imagine? How Adam HaRishon, he did something that he should not do. And Hashem told him, if you touch it, you will not be anymore Bereshit. You will have death. You will provoke on you the end, the death. I mean, how Adam HaRishon knows what it is, the end? He knows what it is, Bereshit, because he lived. But how can you... There is a big tzaddik, a Biud Aftaya, Alav Shalom. He asked this question. He said, how can you tell a baby, don't kill yourself? A baby doesn't know what it is killing. How can you tell a baby, don't jump from the window? If you jump from the window, you die. Does a baby know what it is dying? Tell me. No. So how can Hashem tell Adam HaRishon, Adam, if you eat from that tree, you die. How can he frighten him for something that he doesn't know? So here we have two questions about Adam HaRishon. How he did not respect the word of Hashem? And Hashem frightened him that if he eats, he will die, but he doesn't know what it is dying. My friend, I think that what it is death, listen to this, huh? This is something that I never said in my life. What it is death? What it is death? Death, that means disconnected from God. Give you life. Death is a disconnection from Hashem. That's it. You have no more neshama. You have no more soul. That's it. For animals or for other people that they have a life, what it is there for them, they have no anymore connection with Hashem. That's it. When there is no connection, finito. This is the word of death. But there is another kind of death. You can be alive and you can be like a dead man. A Rasha, even when he lives, they called him a dead man because he's disconnected from Hashem. There's two kinds of disconnection from Hashem. When the soul get out from the body, or when a man disconnects himself from Hashem spiritually. When a man lives with neshama, with a soul, and the minute that neshama leaves the body, the man dies. But there is another kind of dead man. A man who is alive, but he has no neshama, because he is not connected with Hashem. Adam Rishon, God forbid, he didn't want to be disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, he believed in Hashem. He loved Hashem. He loved Hashem. He loved Hashem. He's connected from Hashem. And Adam Arishon, he knew what he represents. The problem of Adam Arishon, he was curious. He wanted to know what it is the end. He wanted to know what it is the end. He knew that he is a beginning. And Hashem told him, remain always beginning. Don't cause on you the end. And Adam HaRishon wanted to know what it is the end. What it is the end? Curiosity. He didn't want to be a Rasha, God forbid. He wanted to know what it is the end. But that was his mistake. He wanted to know what he don't need to know. Sometimes you don't need to know. A lot of times people are curious. They want to know things. It's better not to know. I would like to tell you something. There was a woman that her husband suspect her, says she's going out with his best friend. And I knew that woman, that she was doing bad things. But I'm not allowed to tell to the husband. And the husband wanted really to know. He came to me, Rabbi David, tell me, please, what do you think? Do my wife, is she unfaithful to me? Do she do this? I told him, why do you want to know? He said, well, it's important for me. I asked him, do you love your wife? He said, I love my wife. I said, you know, if you know the reality, the truth, and if you discover the truth, you are not allowed to stay with her 1 minute. Now that you only suspect, stop having research. I told him, tell me, if you really, you will know that your wife, she's unfaithful to you, that she did bad things before, would you divorce her or not? He said, no, I will not divorce her because I love her. So I said, if you love her, basta. Stop having research. Your wife, she told you what she did, you're not allowed to believe her. This is the halakha. You have no proof. You need two witnesses to see her in bed with that man. So you have no proof. Now, if really you are looking for proof, so if God forbid, I don't know, if really you carry on suspecting your wife, so it's you're not allowed to stay with her. You must divorce her. So enough, basta. What you want to know? You don't need to know. You don't need to know. What you want to know? You know, there is a halacha in the Torah. If a woman, she tells her husband, look, husband, I went out with your best friend. And I went out with him in the hotel. And I did this, that this, that this, that this. The husband is not allowed to believe her. And no rabbi will give him the divorce. And they are not in the... And even if he sees letters, bad letters, even, I don't know, I don't want to enter in detail this case. Because this case, it's there's a lot of halachot. To make it short, the husband is not allowed to believe her. There was a why? Because we say maybe it's the woman she wants to divorce her husband, and because she wants to divorce her husband, you know, she invents, you know, all sorts of things. So we don't believe her. The only way that we believe that this woman, she's not pure and she did something, if some witness see her going to a hotel, and after 10, 15 minutes or 20 minutes, they leave the hotel, and they were alone in one room. In that case, the husband is not allowed to stay with her 1 minute. He should divorce her. Otherwise, we don't believe the woman. Hashem, you want to protect the couple. So the husband is not allowed to make search, to do a detective to find out. So that's it. The more you do detective, the more you're looking, so we will tell you, well, if you believe that she did that, so you're not allowed to live with her. You have to divorce her. So you see, why this curiosity of Adam Rishon to know what it is death? What good is going to bring you knowing what it is death? Why you do that? So you understand, that was the sin of Adam Rishon. The sin of Adam Rishon, he wanted to know what it is the end. And he did not need to know what it is the end. Look, Abraham Avinu alav shalom. Vayashkem, when many times the Torah said, and Abraham woke up in the morning early. Always in the Torah, Vayashkem Abraham, always wake up. What the Torah want to teach? What the Torah want to teach us by he woke up in the morning? Vayashkem Abraham. What the meaning of the Torah? What the Torah want to teach me that Abraham woke up in the morning early? The Torah want to teach me. The way how Abraham woke up this morning, it was not like yesterday morning. How he woke up this morning, it was quicker than yesterday. Understand? It was quicker than yesterday. Yesterday, what he believed in Hashem yesterday, today he believed in Hashem more. Today he believed in Hashem more. We call Abraham Abinu, Abraham HaEvri. What it is the word Evri? The past. Or the other side. That means Abraham always, he was on the other side from people. He never mixed with people, bad people. He was with them, among them, but he was on the other side. His ideas toward Hashem was completely different than them. And to be with Reshaim, to remain tzaddik, it's a big work, you understand? It's not easy. It's not easy for Yaakov to live with Lavan. It's not easy for Yitzhak Avinu to live with Esav, it's not easy for Avraham Avinu to live with those people and his generation. Avraham Ivri, always he will live with the past. What it is the past? Bereshit. Always he live with the past. Always Bereshit. In his life, it's always connected to the Bereshit. It's only la suite. La suite, that means carry on the Bereshit. To live with Bereshit. I would like just to tell you one thing. And this is something that incredible. As you know, that there is a Gemara who said that when you cry for a tzaddik, Akash Bochi take the tears, and what Hashem did, he kept them. And with these tears, Akash Bochi, he kept them as a souvenir. I was thinking to myself, why Hashem keep those tears? I mean, I cried the death of a tzaddik. What the meaning that Hashem keep them? Why he keep them? Yes, like last week when Rabbi Odi Yosef, alav shalom, he passed away. You see over a million people crying. Over a million people in the Levaya. Maybe 2 million people, they carry on, they watch the Levaya of this tzaddik. That's why for me, he's still alive. But what the meaning that Hashem take the tears and he keep them? What does that mean? And I was thinking, a man who cry the death of a tzaddik, if this tzaddik is alive, why you cry? If this tzaddik is alive, why you cry? We just said now that a tzaddik, he never die. He always remained alive. So why do I have to cry? Why Hashem has to count how many tears they come out from my eyes and he keep them? The answer is, when we cry, we don't cry the death of the tzaddik. We cry the Torah that this tzaddik was learning. We cry this tzaddik that he consider himself always connected to the Bereshit. Always he served Hashem. We learned from him how to serve Hashem. Rabbi Yosef, he was 93 years old and he was serving Hashem. He was praying, giving shiurim, like a young man. He was 93. Rav Shach, alav shalom, he died when he was 107 years. He served Hashem till the age of 103 years. Like a baby, like a child. That's why we cry. From where are we going to learn how to serve Hashem? How to be connected to serve Hashem as a Bereshit every time? Sarah Imenu, she was 7 years old, she served Hashem. She was 27 years old, she served Hashem. She was 127 years old, she served Hashem, like when she was 20 years, like when she was 7 years. Can you imagine an old lady that she is 127 to serve Hashem like she was 7 years? I mean, it's always she saw the beginning. She always follow the beginning, like this train that he is on his rail and he goes. He can go fast, like a TGV. But if you take off the rail from the out of the that place, the train will collapse, will have an accident. When a man cry for the death of a tzaddik, he mention, it's like he show you the pain he has for the death of this tzaddik. A tzaddik who is like a Beit HaMikdash. Ay. If a man knows, this man who cries for the desperation of the tzaddik, and Hashem take his tears and he keep them. Can you know this man how much he will cry? He will cry even more and more. There is people today who knows how to cry, but you should cry from the heart, not like a comedy. You cry. Hashem doesn't need the way you cry like a comedy. You have to feel the tears. My friend, one thing we have to know. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Alav HaShalom, he has a man who used to wash his clothes. And that day, this man, he was out of the city. And the Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the one who wrote Mishnayot, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, passed away. He died. And there was a voice from the Shamaim that came out. And it said, anyone who attend the funeral of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he will have Olam Haba. Can you imagine? All the Jews of that city, when they heard the bat call, the voice from the Shamaim, they went to the Levaya. And the bat call said, all the people that they will attend the funeral, all their sins will be forgiven. And everybody went to the Levaya. In the meantime, Rabbeinu HaKadosh was buried, and then something happened. The Kobes, the man who washed the clothes of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, came, and he see people crying all over the city. And he asked them, what happened? So they told him, we did not heard what happened today, this morning. He said, no. Well, Rabbeinu HaKadosh died, he passed away. What? He passed away? He died? And he started to cry. And he told him, and you know what happened? A voice from the Shamaim came and said, all those who will attend the funeral, their sin will be forgiven, and they have Olam Haba. He was so full of pain. He was so depressed. And he saw that now, from now on, he cannot wash the clothes of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And now he has no zechut to be by his side. Not only here, even there. So he was so depressed, so pain. You know what he did? He threw himself from the window and he died. He didn't. And there was a voice from the Shamaim came and said, hey, you man, you the man who washed the clothes of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, you have Olam Haba. You cannot imagine this. I mean, what Hashem, he wants people to become, to kill himself? No. Because Hashem, he understood that this man, he didn't kill himself. He didn't commit a suicide. He didn't do it on purpose. If he did it on purpose, he has no Olam Haba. But Hashem, he understood, this man has a lot of pain. The pain pushed him to do what he did. Because this man, he was only a kobes. He was only washing the clothes. He was connected to the clothes. He fit so close to the clothes that Rabbeinu HaKadosh used to wear. And for him, that was his connection to this tzaddik. And now he has no clothes. He used to feel every time that he washed those clothes, like, he felt something. A beginning of something that he didn't have yesterday. Understand? And I would like just to finish this. When Hashem, he said to Abraham Abinu, take your son and sacrifice him. Can you imagine what kind of test this is? Can you imagine? Abraham Abinu was waiting 100 years to have a baby, a generation. And now he has a baby, he has a son. He is now 34 years old. And now Hashem asks him, sacrifice him. What Abraham did? Vayashkem Abraham Baboker. He woke up with new strength. Usually somebody who has to sacrifice his son, he will not wake up quick. He will delay maybe 1 month, 2 months, and join his son. Abraham, he heard the order to sacrifice himself, to sacrifice his son. He wake up early. He consulted his son. He said to his papa, yes, papa, I accept. They want all, both of them together. Can you imagine that? Who can do this? That every second in the Akedah, every moment, Abraham, I believe, he found, he realized, he had a feeling. It's a beginning. All his life is a beginning. A beginning, a beginning. It's not I did nothing, I begin. Every moment it was a Akedah. Every moment Abraham, he served Hashem with a sacrifice. Every moment, it's a beginning, a new beginning, always connected to the beginning. There is never end. There is no end. So, Ele Toldota. Ele, this is the life of Sarah Imenu. The Torah doesn't talk about his death. This parasha doesn't call Mitat Sarah, Haye Sarah, the life of Sarah. Because Sarah will remain alive all the time. A tzaddik, even that he died, he remained alive all his life. All, even after his death, he is alive. And this is the soul, the secret of the Akedah. The secret of the Akedah, up to now, we talk about the Akedah. Up to now, we revive the Akedah. Up to now, we talk about the sacrifice of its Akedah. It's like it was yesterday. It's like it was today. It's like it was 1 hour ago. Because what Abraham did, we do it today. A man who sacrificed himself, who sacrificed his time for Hashem, it's Akedah. A man who keeps Shabbat, it's Akedah. A man who doesn't touch his wife when she's nida, it's Akedah. It's Akedah, it's a sacrifice. It's every moment, it's a Bereshit, it's a Bereshit, it's a Bereshit. But a better Bereshit. Not an old Bereshit, a new Bereshit, a better Bereshit. Better Bereshit than yesterday. This is. Hashem said to Abraham Avinu, ואל תעש לו מאומה. Abraham Abinu Alav Hashalom wanted to do something, to make out some blood from Yitzhak Abinu when he did the sacrifice. He wanted to touch him, to endure him. And the Malach angel said, ואל תעש לו מאומה. Don't do nothing. אל תעש לו מאומה. What does it mean, מאומה? מאומה? That means, me'uma. That means, hey, Abraham, for what you did now, the way that you serve Hashem, every minute you feel yourself a new hour of Hashem, you're always connected to a Bereshit, a better Bereshit, a new Bereshit. You don't see an end of the Bereshit. Oh, that's what we say, mitzvah, goret mitzvah. You start a mitzvah, it will bring you to another mitzvah. There is no end of the mitzvah. You finish one, you start one. Bereshit Israel. Dan, 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 dan. All life, bam, bam, bam. Even when you sleep, you're connected to Hashem. Abraham, as the angel said to Abraham Abinu, don't do nothing. Me'uma. What does that mean, me'uma? That means the Malach said, because you did what you did. So from this baby, you're going to have an ummah. What does it mean, ummah? A nation. A name, me, ummah. Ummah is the nation. Mem is the 40 days that Hashem gives the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu. for what you did, from this boy, there will be a nation that they will receive the Torah, that it will be given after 40 days. And through the Torah, Jews will study Torah and they will discover always new bereshit, new hidushim. What it is hidushim? It's new. When there is a new, it's a bereshit. It's something new. It's a beginning. A new land. A new shop. A new mitzvah. Tan. That was the benediction, the blessing that Abraham received because of the sacrifice. To have a generation who will receive the Torah, the Torah that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu after 40 days. And something else, who said that? Ve'ata aslu mi'uma, not Hashem, is the Malach, the angel. Why the angel? Because usually the angels are against, they were against Hashem that he would to give the Torah to the Jews. So now the Malach said, well, now, from now on, Abraham Abinu, for what you did, even we, the Malachim, we will accept that the Torah will be given to your descendants. And now, there is a Midrash who said, that I will finish with this. There is a Midrash who said, when Moshe Rabbeinu arrived to the Shamayim, Hashem, he showed, and then Hashem, he saw that the Malachim, they wanted to burn Moshe Rabbeinu. What Hashem did? Hashem changed the face of Moshe to look like Abraham. Did you know that? Yeah, to look like Abraham. And Hashem, he said to the angels, you want to burn Moshe Abraham Abinu, but Abraham Abinu give you food. He receives you. This is the way you want to do it to him now? And that's what the Hachamim said. But I had a question. How can Hashem say a lie to the Malachim? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was not Moshe. It was not Abraham. It was Moshe. How can Hashem make a fool of the Malachim to tell them this is not Moshe, it's Abraham? Did you understand the question? What is his answer? Hashem, he did not tell them lie. Hashem, he said to the Malachim, you remember when Abraham wanted to kill Yitzhak? You told Abraham, ve'al ta'aslu mi'uma, don't touch him, don't kill him. And you, the Malachim, you were crying for the sacrifice that Abraham was doing. And then you said to Abraham, don't do to him nothing. Because from this boy, there will be a generation who will receive the Torah after 40 days. Now you want to kill him. This Moshe, he represents Abraham. This is the descendants of Abraham. Each Jew, he has the face of Abraham. When a Jew do a Brit Milah, he become a partner of Abraham. I mean, can you imagine a man who studied Torah? If he has no Brit Milah, it's nothing. So you see, it's incredible. Now, from this, or what I told you, we understand that a tzaddik, even when he passed away, he remained alive. Moshe Rabbeinu, he went to the Shamayim to receive the Torah. He became like Abraham. And Abraham, that the proof that Abraham is in Olam Haba, he's not dying. He did not die. He's alive. He became like Moshe was Abraham. Abraham is Moshe. Ele Shene Haye Sarah. This is the life of Sarah. Even though she died, she remained alive.